Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Stephen Byrne, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. You're joining us today to talk about whether or not song lyrics are of value.
Whether they're of basic level. Basically, there was a study done in the US by a guy named Andrew Pell Morse, and his study said that many of the lyrics that do chart these days and the songs that do chart these days are on a basic level of, I guess they could be written by primary school students is okay. The way he's kind of going with it.
I loved a cat who wanted Matt, and you know, that's
exactly that sort of stuff. And if you do look at the charts sometimes, you do kind of get, I guess, I don't know. They're very catchy, obviously. But I think when, let's say, Hozier went to number one here, and then obviously the song travelled worldwide and all that sort of stuff with Take Me to Church, Everybody was quite surprised because nobody really thought that sort of song with that sort of message and those sort of lyrics could travel and become such a hit as it did. Yeah, but you've got the likes of Kesha in the world.
Right, okay. So because Hozier's sort of lyric belongs closer to Paul Simon and even Don McLean and people
true,
like that.
And many, even country music and stuff as well, because that's the thing with the study. It was said that country music is the smartest written music in the entire world, which I was quite not surprised by, but maybe I don't engage with country music as much as I should.
Well, it's not your bag, let's face it.
I don't engage with it at all, let's not lie.
So why don't you break it down for us then? Tell us about the report and what we need to know.
Basically, he found that most of the lyrics from popular songs over the last decade average at around a third grade level in the States, which is a second class level here, which is about, 8 to 9 year olds, thereabouts.
That they could write it
and they can understand it as well at the same time, which makes sense because a lot of the time they're the ones actually who are buying the music or engaging with the music.
The song,
So he analysed 225 songs in four different genres using the Flesh Kincaid grade level. You know it yourself, don't you?
I use it regularly after I listen to a song just to find out its intelligence quotient.
It's used to determine though how difficult a passage is to read and is to understand. So it uses a formula that takes into account the number of words and syllables used in a passage and assigns a number based on a grade. So it's easy to understand, which has left many different genres that I thought were a lot more smart than they actually are. A lot more smart. That's
there
not even.
You go.
That's a lot more smart. I'm on the third grade.
You could write
there.
A song. You could write a hip hop song.
I can have a hit. Country music, though, is on a second class level.
So the country music is the most intelligent.
That's the most intelligent. Then you got pop and rock, which is just below, and then R&B and hip hop, which I would completely disagree with, because in my mind, some of the rappers these days, and a lot of people do disagree with this, I think Kanye West is a poet.
Okay.
I think Eminem is a poet. I think a lot of the songs that they write are songs that maybe I did listen to when I was about 9 or 10. My mum was like, don't be listening to that. And obviously they use a lot of profanities and people are like, oh, you only resort to profanities when you're
stuck.
Yeah, when you're stuck and you can't say anything. But a lot of the stuff they write, I would not have gotten when I was 10 years old because it had different layers to it that now listening back, I'm like, oh, the political statements, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that, on rap and poetry. I think that's just...
No, who's your favourite rapper?
Well, I don't know.
Say Eminem.
I just play them and then they come on and they say, he sounds like a nice young man. He's very charming. So I'd go with that. When we come down to say, you're going to look at the hip-hop artists.
The hip-hop
05
artists.
To 14.
So from 2005 to 2014 in Song Intelligence Metrics.
And there they are.
Number one is who I thought it would be, and actually that is exactly who I thought it would be, which is Eminem. And I think you have a clip of one of his songs, Rap God, so fire away there. Do you want to give that a go?
Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can use it.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? That's probably the fastest rap he's ever done, ever. But if you break it down and actually...
Is that speeded up by technology?
No, that's not speeded up. That is him doing that straight off the bat. And that is why I think he is like one of the greatest
poets ever. I want to hear that
again. Go for it.
I want to do that in karaoke next
Are you
week.
A fan? I've tried it. I'm not going to lie.
Did you try
I tried that karaoke.
It's sober.
Maybe not so much sober, but I completely failed it.
That is something else.
It's incredible. That's one verse of a song he has called Rap God, which is off his last album. Wow. And it's all about how he's come back, and everybody kind of looks at him and they're like, you're too mainstream now, and all that stuff. But it's absolutely incredible. That whole song and that whole album is amazing. So check it out. I'll get you a copy.
I'd appreciate that.
So his is, in terms of hip hop, he is the most intelligent in terms of his
lyrics. Something. That was quite an experience. I really enjoyed that.
Yes!
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you totally got me there.
I thought actually Eminem would be a hard sell.
Not to me. No, I've strangely, all the art, like the ones, I have strange taste in music. That varies. I just, unfortunately, I'm stuck in a certain image. But keep going. I'm open to a lot more than you.
When
you
he
might
comes
think.
Back here, we're going to go to a gig.
Now that might be a step too far. I could just about go to a gig in Baker Street. But go on.
I sent my mum to Kanye West and she loved it.
Did she?
Yeah, I couldn't go because I was on the radio.
She
so
went.
I gave her the tickets. She went and she had the greatest time.
I love
of her
the
life.
Fact that she went. That's very open minded. That's cool.
So yeah, Eminem is at the highest level. Then you got Nicki Minaj, which I was actually quite surprised about. Although I did see her in the Three Arena a few weeks ago, and she played 29 songs, and I was surprised how many I actually knew. And the 29 songs in 2.5 hours, which is crazy.
What's her one about the big butt?
Oh yeah, maybe that's not too
What's
intelligent.
Anaconda. It's in a video for that.
I'd say they didn't actually take that into account. Anaconda. Yeah.
She's not a woman. She's a phenomenon.
The way Nicki Minaj does it is she splits her albums in two. So she does the generic kind of pop that you would see in the top 10 charts, but then half her album is the hardcore hip hop that you don't see, and that a lot of people wouldn't see because she doesn't release them as singles. So she usually has about 20 songs on an album, and 10 of them are for that crowd.
So you rate her? You rate her? You think
I would rate her. Yeah. And actually, I was going to the gig, and I was kind of like, oh god. I don't know if I'm going to like this, but I came out of it.
Who goes
to this?
Is it girls or boys?
It was a mixed one. And I have to say that to that gig especially, a lot of people left because a lot of parents brought their kids not knowing what was going to happen.
And then the next thing
And I was biting my lip about 20 times where I was like, oh God.
Was it the visuals or the audios?
It was a bit of both, but actually it wasn't too raunchy. Like, actually, in a lot of it, I was surprised by that. It was more the lyrics, which I was just like, oh my God, you don't know what's coming.
This is not good. Okay, that's a good point too. Who else we got? Macklemore. Macklemore. Lyrics, really.
Yes, he does. Yeah, and he is amazing, and he's actually someone who has grown on the basis of his lyrics, just like Hozier, let's say. So he was never signed. He kind of released his songs online, and that's how they grew.
Yeah,
and people latched onto them, and their lyrics again, like Hozier, with a message in many ways as well. So that's what he's used for. But Kanye West is down, kind of in the middle, and I think that is because a lot of people do say that Kanye West is a better producer than he is a lyricist, and he's been fighting off that for ages. He's like, no, it's my law. But I think he's incredible. But at the low. Is Beyonce
the least? And just in case people are just joining us, the point of this is the least.
She'd be at what would be basically first class senior infants level in terms of her writing of her music.
Let's get a quick
surfboard. Surfboard there, because that is the most popular line I think from her last album. Did you listen to it, Drunken Love? Have you heard that song?
I presume I've played it here 1,000 times. So why are we playing Surfboard?
It's probably because it's the only bit of that song I could play at this time of morning on the radio. Surfboard. You don't know what that is?
No.
Jay-Z's The Surfboard is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. And she's surfing.
she's surfing Jay-Z.
And is the whole song her surfing Jay-Z?
It's kind of about that. Yeah.
And
we went there. I should have just brought it along in full glory.
Does it all end?
It's
happily.
Yeah.
For both.
It does.
Of them.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think.
It's not like Meg Griffin and Peter Griffin after Meg. Peter finishes up and Meg goes, thanks, Meg. Not Meg, it's the wife, Lois. Thanks, Lois.
I was going to say, Meg. About him. Yeah, that's.
Thanks, Lois.
That's a different type of song.
Yeah. He says, let me get to the end of the story. Thanks, Lois. And Lois goes, good for you, Peter. Good for you. So, not quite a surfboard.
Exactly. Moment. Well, in terms of Beyonce as well, that album, she released something like, I think it was 20 songs or something on that, 20 videos at the same time. But when it came out, people were shocked by it because her earlier stuff, especially the album before, there was a lot of ballads on it. And there was a lot of kind of, I guess, songs with a bit more meaning, songs with a bit more intelligence.
And now she's just.
And when this came out, people just said she kind of degraded herself a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And she went down the more sexual route, which she'd never really done before. But at the same time, I think it's an amazing album. And that is the thing. Even though it's at that level, and even though, you know, you say it's a senior infants level in terms of understanding and all that, it doesn't mean that it's a bad song.
Yeah.
Like, I think that some of the hardest songs to write are those pop songs where it's literally like, bum, bum, boom, 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 because it gets in our head. It's literally there.
How many times have you heard a song and you think it's a great tune, and then you hear somebody do an acoustic version, you go, oh, so that's what it's about?
Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea. I just really enjoyed that song. I didn't know what he was even singing.
That is true. And that's mostly because the songs are written, and then obviously the producer comes in and makes it into something that's completely different.
What's this list with Mariah Carey?
So this is pop artist. So Mariah Carey writes at the highest grade level. So she'd be thereabouts third class, fourth class in terms of her writing.
She's a genius.
She's an absolute genius. Well, in terms of this anyway. And then Adele comes in just before that as well, which is fully understandable. But at the lowest point of this list is Kesha, which...
I like her.
I do too.
Strangely.
I'm a big fan of her music. I don't know. We interviewed her once on TubeTube, the show I do, and she's a very intelligent woman. And she writes all her songs. And she was even writing for Britney Spears and so many artists like that before she even got into producing her own music.
So she knows her stuff. Does she still go a bit tipsy, that one?
Yes, that's like the one. And I think, do we have TikTok?
Sorry.
It's basic.
Good.
She's like, what rhymes with this? Oh, that.
That's the other thing, of course. If you've run out of words in your head, you can just say,
exactly. Yeah, like I'm sure most of them get rhymezone.com out and just go,
is that it?
Boom, boom, boom.
And get on.
Okay, that's that.
Why do we have a clip of R. Kelly?
R. Kelly, that is because I think he has the most ridiculous lyrics in the entire world.
Okay.
Yet he somehow seems to do quite well. This is from the most explicit video I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm just saying that, not safe for work. This is the safest part of it, but this is the dumbest lyric he has ever released.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster.
Like, seriously, like, that song is called Cookie. And
let's do it again.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster.
Wow.
And I'm not even lying, that is the only part of that song you could actually play.
And what's the rest of it? Again, just porn, basically, isn't it?
Basically,
yeah,
on a pretty disgusting level. But he's someone who literally...
I'd like to look it up.
Everybody's going to look this up now.
There's
going to
be a run on YouTube.
Another million views. What's going on? But in terms of him, if you do look through his lyrics, because I play a game called Lyrica Satirica the weekend on my show, and it's looking at these awful lyrics, and he is the greatest person for it. He released an entire album, which was a rap opera. And it is...
A rapera.
It's the most ridiculous thing in the entire world. There's 13 parts to it, 13 songs. And just watch it all the way through and you will literally every 2 seconds be like, what is going on? How did some label even try and release
somewhere said, what do you want to do next?
Exactly.
Carly Rae Jepsen, I really, 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 really like you. That one. I mean, they're getting away with murder.
They are.
Lyrical murder.
They are. And a lot of people would say that. But then again, at the same time, Call Me Maybe, people say the same. But that traveled worldwide, was number one in like 80 countries or something like that.
Because it was a good tune.
It was, and that's the thing, because like in terms of singles, the top song of the last 10 years was Blake Shelton's All About Tonight, with a reading level of basically first year in secondary school. Yeah, Blake Shelton, do you know him? He's a coach on The Voice in the US and stuff.
Okay.
He wouldn't really have travelled over here, but that's the thing about the country music as well. The lowest is from a band called 3 Days Grace, and it's The Good Life, but the more known songs by us would be TikTok, which is just about on a senior infant's level.
I like that song.
It's levelling at junior infants, and then Moves Like Jagger.
I like that song too.
It's on the junior infant senior level.
I got fed up with it for a while, and then I kind of like to hear it again.
That's true, but that's because it's played way too much.
Too much. All right, Stephen Byrne, thank you for that. Have you busy somewhere ahead or quiet somewhere?
Today we're wrapping on YouTube, which is the show on RT2, which I'm sad about, but also delighted about. The summer starting, so we're back in August, August 31st, and then weekends 7 to 10, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, keep it going, and we'll catch up with you soon, no doubt. Thanks for coming in to see us today.